And welcome to the M Zone. Jamie Morris, Matt Leach on the other side of the glass, and a Just a Program update. We're going to be off the air at 5:30 today, so we can allow Michigan hockey to come on. Is it the duel in the D tonight?
I believe so. Let me double check on the schedule.
Just want to make sure.
I think it's at Michigan State, but yes, I believe tonight is the duel in the D. Are you sure it's not that you got a hot Valentine's date?
No, I did mine. I told you, man. Happy Valentine's Day to all you lovely ladies and gentlemen out there. Make sure your man gets something too. Don't be stingy. I know. Is it a woman's thing? Or I mean, really?
Thought we're all about equality these days, J-Mo.
Well, I'm not going to lie. My girl took me out and got me breakfast this morning.
What?
Yeah, instead of doing dinner, we did breakfast, which is smarter because y'all going to be freezing out there standing in line. All y'all waiting and whatever. I mean, you've been planning. We planned ahead accordingly. We, you know, got a little time around the breakfast time. Went in, had a little breakfast. Nobody was there. Nobody playing. I'm just saying.
I liked the breakfast date idea.
It was a good little meal. Right. Yeah. See?
Thinking outside that box, James.
Dude, I saw that temperature where it was going to be tonight. It was going to be negative 14 tonight. I'm sorry. I can't do that. So, I'll be watching movies and chilling. Y'all know what's up.
I mean, it's certainly not a bad way to go. Yeah, you know, I obviously you got to make sure and do a little something, whether it's flowers.
I did.
Or breakfast.
I did. I got the card.
Date,
got that. Got
or
to do
a card,
something. Yeah.
Or maybe talk to our boy Sean. Get one of those cheesecakes.
Get a cheesecake with a heart in it. Cheesecake with a heart in it. Somebody got cookies today because I ate one. I ate half of it.
You stole my half. I see what I
that was you.
No, I didn't get. I didn't get a half because you stole it. Thanks, man.
No, you went in the kitchen before me. So you should have taken that half out of that box. I'm just letting you know because Anthony was in there.
Yeah, you know it ain't going to make it out of there alive if Skip's in there.
Just saying, man.
But no, I like the breakfast date idea.
No, it was a great idea.
Happens, like you said, if it happens to work out for you because it's a Friday night, which is a busier night anyway.
Exactly.
You would imagine that most places are going to be packed, reservation, you know. Again, we started getting a bunch of reservations over at Regents
Field. That's what I'm saying, right.
For me, I thought, you know, we have a DJ on Friday night that plays from 10 till close. And so, you know, I was expecting maybe we would get some foot traffic afterward. But, you know, even at a sports bar, we've got a decent amount of reservations here for tonight's evening. So we are excited about it. But, yeah, man, you got to make sure you're doing a little something over there.
You got to do something with your significant other. Do something. If you don't do anything, do something. Go get us some chocolate. Go do it. And you know, and don't be cheap. You go over there and get that candy over it tomorrow, and say, "I'm sorry, baby, I didn't remember." that don't work.
Doesn't really work.
It don't work. I'm just telling you.
It works for you. You go clean up. I got a sweet tooth, so I go clean up.
Oh, I'm gonna be over there getting some candy now. I know what's up. Yeah, all the candy with the hearts and everything. My favorite are the Hershey. It's the Reese's peanut butter cup hearts. They put extra peanut butter in them.
Yep.
So, I mean, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. There you go.
The game tonight, starting right at 6 o'clock, coverage will start right here on WTK at 5:30, is in East Lansing.
Okay.
And it's actually Monday is the duel in the D down at Little Caesars Arena. Game will, our puck will drop at 7 o'clock here on Monday.
Nice. Okay. Well, see, there you go. Look,
reminds me, if we're doing programming updates.
No, I don't think we're going to be on the air.
No.
Think we're on the air.
No local shows. So.
No local shows. So, you know, hey, enjoy your President's Day. Now, this President's Day, you realize, is for both presidents. Do you know the two presidents that have birthdays in the month of February?
George Washington.
That's
and
one.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yes, good job. Good
boom.
Job, Matthew.
I had no idea, good but those were job. My first two guesses because it made the most sense. And boom, boom, boom.
I'm proud of you. I am proud of
feeling
you.
Good, J-Mo.
You
feeling
got
good.
Those right.
I passed the test.
You are the first one today. I've asked 12 people. I was 0 for 11.
Why? How? What?
They couldn't get it. They didn't go to, obviously, they didn't go to class.
No. This has nothing to do, I'm a history dork. I love
right,
history.
Yeah.
That's one, you know, when we make fun of each other about being dorks, about, you know,
right.
new comic, I'm a history nerd. Egypt, the pyramids, stuff like that. I love that stuff. But when you just ask me what, you know, what two U.S. presidents, of anything, the first two presidents that come to mind, Washington being the first and Lincoln being as important as he is, and you know,
I'm just saying,
down
how
the list.
Do you, why would you know that? I'm just, that's impressive.
Those are the first two presidents.
That is
that come
impressive.
To mind.
What no,
are some,
no. I asked people
some
my age and older.
What are they?
Today.
What were they saying?
All of wait a minute. All
Grover
of them got
Cleveland.
Wait a minute. All of them have got George Washington right. Everybody got George Washington right. Right. Then it was Franklin Delano Roosevelt. It was. Who else? It was Andrew Jackson. It was all over the place. Nobody said Lincoln. Then there was one person that did say Abraham Lincoln, and then he put Theodore Roosevelt. And I went like this. Sorry,
no,
you got half right.
All right. Well, good, man. I'm feeling good about myself now, man.
That was
feeling
good for you, man.
I
was, hey, I'm impressed with you on that one. You did good on that one.
Thanks, J-Mo.
That's pretty funny. Wow. I didn't mean to call you out on the air.
No,
like
hey,
you,
I like it. I rose to the occasion. I got it right. Feeling good.
You did get it
feeling
right.
Good.
You did
because
get it right.
Valentine's Day, J-Mo. It's the day of love. I got, you know, I got a big game here coming up this weekend, which, you know, not to jump the gun and talking about it, but. You know, I watched that whole Indiana-Iowa game last night. Did you happen to catch any of it on the BTN?
Yes, I did. You know I watched that. You know me. Come on. Wait a minute. You know I recorded it and everything. Watched it. Wies Camp, all of them. I watched them all. Your boy got off. They let Luka have his game, but they held everybody else down. That's what they did. They did the Gaza rule. That's what they went with, the Gaza rule. Let him do his thing, but everybody else, you got to lock down. And did you see Fran go crazy? Crazy Fran came out again. I didn't think he was going to have a problem,
no,
but you
oh,
know Crazy Fran.
There's always one game.
But wait a minute. He didn't cuss him this time because he usually loses it, and I thought this was going to be the game he was losing it because they were down by 20.
They were down. There was one play in particular which I happen to hate when these things come up where a guy's going up for a layup, somebody goes up to block. You know, there are some basketball players aren't as big as football players, but there are some basketball players big enough, strong enough that when they get up and they smack that backboard, it shakes enough to alter a shot, which is essentially a goaltending. And if it gets there right before he happens to hit the glass, it's not technically goaltending. Or again, I didn't have a chance to watch the breakdown, but that was the one that I particularly saw Frayne lose it, where there was a few players having to restrain him. But Indiana's looking good. You know, they play at Assembly Hall, which is a great, great home court. So, you know, they have a little bit of an edge playing like that. But they handled that Iowa team last night, J-Mo. So I am excited for this game here on Sunday. We got the CBS slot. Ugh! Love it. National TV have a chance to go back to 500 in the Big Ten against a historic program in Indiana who hasn't been the best as of late. Had their ups and downs here, especially this season. But, again, a chance to beat a pretty good team here, a team that's another team fighting for a tournament bid. So this is, again, this is why we play the game.
Yeah, right there. That's a true statement. Sorry. I hate this.
Uh-oh, what'd you
sorry.
Do?
So, apparently... Iowa, a Northern Iowa student had the chance to win a prize of $10,000.
Boom.
All he had to do was make four shots. Okay?
Got it.
He was selected at halftime, at a halftime promotion. If he had hit a layup, a free throw, a three-pointer and a half-court shot in a certain amount of time, he would win the five-figure sum.
Yep.
He successfully made all four of his required shots.
Boom.
In front of the crowd on Wednesday night. With his accomplishment, the crowd went wild, as they do. However, the cheers turned quickly into jeers and soured the crowd when the promoter and announcer at halftime at a half court shot was hit after the promoter said the announcer at the halftime shot was hit after the time had elapsed. The confusion seemed to come from the fact that the announcer held his call for the student to throw the ball a bit longer than they should have, seemingly implying that he had gotten a shot off in time. It probably didn't help that the shot clock was kept at 30 seconds on it, causing some of them believing that's how long he had. So it was the announcer who was doing, he was the clock.
Yep.
They didn't use the shot clock as the, now you know as well as I do, you've been in promotions and you've got a chance to do something like this.
I used to beg Clark, right? You remember Clark back in the marketing department? I used to beg Clark to let me do this when I was in school. I was like, yo man, I can use that $50 Meijer gift card. Let me get out there. So yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So in response, to the video and subsequently the backlash, the school athletic department gave this young man $2,000, some team gear, tickets to the tournament, the MVC tournament. The students seemed to be taking the reduced prize in stride, tweeting out thanks to everyone who argued on his behalf. But he got screwed, man. He got screwed. He didn't get his $10,000. $10,000. That's a messed up mess, man.
He got two and some cool stuff.
Yeah, that's messed up.
It's better than nothing.
Just give it to him.
It's better than nothing.
It's the announcer's fault. He shouldn't have counted down.
It's better than nothing.
No. And nobody stipulated the rules. So technically, if he hit all four of his shots and the announcer was the clock, not the 30-second clock, guess what? Bang, give me my money. Sue right now. Get your money, kid.
I might have to have you go through the steps of the what were the original parameters of the
four shots.
The contest?
Four
he,
shots.
He has to hit a layup. Free throw, three,
and half court.
Half court. And if he makes all four of
those. In a certain amount of time.
What's the certain amount of time?
Don't know. Because the 30-second shot clock stayed at 30.
Okay, so we don't know what the allotted amount of time
is. It was the announcer who was the clock.
But the specified amount of time.
Was?
We don't. I'm going to have to do a little research. I didn't know you were dropping this one on me.
Saying,
otherwise, I would have been more prepared.
All I'm saying is I was reading this. I was flipping through, and I saw this, and it really upset me. So if the announcer's the clock, and the announcer slows the clock down, he slowed the clock down, and he said 3, 2, 1, and the kid threw it at 2, at the second 2, of course, and it goes in. Hey, that's not the kid's fault. He threw it. He threw it. It went in when the guy said, guess what? He gets that money. He should have that money in his pocket.
I wonder what the discrepancy is in time. Part of me agrees with you, J-Mo, but then again, knowing the legality of situations that we're talking about here recently, if he didn't make it in the allotted amount of time, I could see where they say you don't get anything.
But
so he's lucky to even get that $2,000.
He should have got the $2,000. He should have got the $10,000. I'm going to say that. And the crowd agreed, too.
Of course the crowd agreed.
But
of course the crowd agreed.
Everybody heard the guy counting it down. You count it down. Yes, he said two twice. Said two twice.
So it was by 1 second that he was off? If that's what we're alluding to, if it was the... I'm thinking if it's like a 5, 10, again, I don't know how much time they gave him. If they gave him a minute and the clock operator gave him a minute, if they say, hey, you've got a minute to make these, and then they gave him like a minute and a half, I can understand how they'd say, nope, doesn't count. But if it's like 1 second, then yeah, you're kind of on the hook for that one, Northern Iowa. It's kind of like my boy Jackie Moon in semi-pro. Corn dogs.
Okay, so here's what
corn
it says.
For all these people.
The athletic department, Northern Iowa's athletic department said, last night there was an incredible performance completed by the guy's name. The $10,000 shot in 27 seconds. It says 27 seconds, right? Unfortunately, the insurance rules are it must be completed in 24 seconds with no rebounding help. So that's Iowa State's problem. I mean, Northern Iowa's fault. If they gave him rebounding help, that's their fault. They didn't read it, obviously, right? And if it's 27 seconds, the clock, they should have ran that clock to 24 seconds and ran that clock. While the timeout, it was during a timeout for both teams. They were out the way. That is not that young man's fault. Just saying, if we're going by the rules, then you broke the rule, Northern Iowa Athletic Department. You broke it. That's not his fault. Just saying. Get that boy his money. Stop playing around. Ain't my money, I don't care.
I was going to say, yeah, exactly. You're not Northern Iowa here, who's probably struggling.
Why are they struggling? They got an insurance policy, right?
Yeah, they do.
So I'm just saying, you got an insurance policy. What are you worried about it for? Well, the insurance
obviously
pays
the
it.
Insurance policy's not going to cover it because it didn't fall within the parameters.
Wait a minute, why? Again, all I'm saying to you is why? Obviously, nobody read the insurance policy
obviously,
themselves.
Obviously, they were ill-prepared for right. this to happen. They weren't really expecting him to make the half-court shot.
Well, no, they weren't expecting him to make it. But don't you – on TV, when there'll be game day this weekend. It's going to be up in East Lansing. And they're going to do that shot again, right? State mm-hmm. Farm going to do that shot again. And they'll be flipping it from half-court, right?
Maybe.
And they love to hit it. Remember that? They love when a kid hits it.
Yeah.
They love it.
Because State Farm got the bank to roll out there. 50 grand, no problem. That's worth the PR right there.
Just saying.
Northern Iowa.
I'm just, hey.
Who their biggest draw, they have a good basketball program where they've won that Mountain Valley. They've made the tournament a number of times. Or I think it's Missouri Valley.
Yeah, it is.
The Missouri Valley Conference, they've had a good they've had some first round upsets. They've made good tournament runs, so that basketball program's got a little bit of clout. So I would imagine that they would have that extra $8,000 to make up the difference if they gave them the two. But again, a lot of athletic departments like that, JMO, they struggle. So I see it, you know, again, I see both sides. That's gotta read that fine print. Get that shot clock going.
I'm just saying. Another funny thing, since I'm telling funny things.
Since you got jokes.
I do have jokes. And you know the most important joke I told you already. Apparently, Arizona State University and the University of Michigan, unbeknownst to me, I didn't know this, but it came across on the wire and I...
J-Mo, what you know?
I found this out, that Arizona State and Michigan were trying to do a scheduling, home and home. And apparently, the president of the Arizona State, he got jokes. So he said he decided he was going to talk about Jim Harbaugh. And he was feeling good about himself because he wanted to get this done, of course. And he says, this is what he said. Such a game likely would sound great for both fan bases, especially if it's a home and home. ASU, in particular, has to like that after the success they've had against the Wolverines' rival, Michigan State, in recent years. So he's talking smack already, but he turned it up a notch. He said, if you all remember the Rose Bowl of 1987, Arizona State University played the University of Michigan.
You remember that one?
I remember that game quite well.
You remember that one?
He reminded everyone that Arizona State won that game, and he said, well, Jim Harbaugh, he lost as a quarterback. I would love to see us now take him and beat him as a coach. You got jokes now, huh? Jim Crow. it's Michael Crow. Excuse me. Same
Jim Crow.
So he got jokes.
Oh, man.
But that would be, and he's looking at, as I was telling you, because you're not happy with the 2022 schedule yourself.
I don't think anybody is.
But they're looking at 2023, but we're, as you said.
We got Oklahoma that
year.
We got
Oklahoma that year, so, you know, I don't think Michigan's moving too quick for that.
We don't need you then. What we need you to do is take the place. Maybe we'll do it that year, too. If you do 22 and 23.
Yeah.
We'll take you here in 22. Arizona State, it's a pack, you know, it's a Power Five school. So again, I'm fine with Power Five schools. They've done okay.
This president took a little bit further. The president said the Pac-12 teams are, you know, maybe it'll be easier for him to take on Arizona State because he can't beat the other state school, Ohio State. Wow. I mean, dude, you don't even have a scheduled game. You want to talk smack already. I'll just fly down there and smack him in the face.
You want all you do, J-Mo, when you've got a struggling brand in the Pac-12 and with Arizona State, who's never had that, you know, again, they've had their good years. Obviously, 86 and 87 wasn't a bad one for them. But they've had their good years, but what you do is you attach yourself to a brand or a name and try and elevate yourself to that status. So if we're talking with them, what's he trying to do now? He's trying to get that word out that he is talking to Michigan. He's using Michigan, our brand, our coach, his name, and trying to elevate his status. You know, we take a few cheap shots at him. That's fine. Let him go ahead and try and talk that smack. Because I would love, like you said, 2022, you want to knock out somebody? I'm more than happy to take it. We'll go out to Arizona in 2023. Go have us a good time in the desert because they've got a beautiful stadium down there, J-Mo. And there are plenty of Michigan fans who wouldn't mind taking a trip out to the desert. So, yeah, we would be happy to add them to the schedule. But, again, is that a team that's a knocks the door off this or that? No. But if we get them in 2022, I'd be all for it. Add a Power 5 team on the docket. I'm not sure, again, who they would replace, who might be the cheapest if we were going to buy out one of those other teams. So, again, we'll see. But really, this is the smack you want to talk?
Yeah.
When we enter negotiations with you? Okay. I pray that you sign the dotted line now and we get to play you. So we just demolish you both here and out in the desert.
They ain't going to play them, man.
I know, and that's part of the reason. I think that's also part of the reason why he's choosing to do it.
Right.
Because he knows he's not going to get the repercussions of us coming out there and whooping his butt.
He ain't coming out. You know what? And good for him to get out there and take, you know, everybody takes a shot at the coach. Everybody's taking a shot at the coach. Why not? He might as well get his shot at it. I got my shot. He's trying to rush, but he's trying to rush the deal. That's what he's trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to goat some player, some activity.
We good. We got this.
I mean, that's what he wants. But, hey, you know. Anyway, we need to take a break. But we'll come back and talk Michigan basketball versus Indiana. You're listening to the M Zone.